RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get right to it. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Quentin Lucas joins us on the show today. Mayor Q, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. Hope everybody's having a good few days before Christmas holiday.
I will say this. I'm a little surprised that you are doing this interview. I am a little bit surprised. I'm guessing it's been a rough 24 hours for you.
You know, it has not, actually, because and I listen to your station and all of that. And, you know, I love every person who's like, it is guaranteed, except for the qualifiers that we have no idea on the Royals and the Chiefs may not actually do anything either. But, you know, I mean, I don't know your sources or others. All I know is actually my own. And negotiations continue for Kansas City, Jackson County, and the state of Missouri. And that's directly from being in conversations with folks.
So that's interesting. And I'm coming at this. I don't have any sources on this. I know my lane. I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. I don't have any government sources. I don't have any city council sources when it comes to this. I'm just somebody that's reading the news, paying attention to it and keeping up with everything. So let's just start with this. Over the last 24 hours, what has upset you the most? What has frustrated you the most about these reports?
You know, I think, look, I understand politics. This is actually a business that I know better than sports. And so I get the incentive for someone who is running for governor of Kansas, who is not from the Kansas City Metro, to try to make a big name for themselves by putting out a release that then is almost immediately walked back by a state administrative agency, walked back by their own communications person, walked back by the leader of the Missouri House. I mean, I think if you were actually paying attention to the sequence yesterday, it was fascinating, right? Another radio station guy says, it's a deal, the Chiefs are going to be moving, it's going to be announced on Monday. Interesting, right? Then they, you know, finally say, source is this guy. This guy says, yeah, it's done, and oh, by the way, the Royals are a rock-solid deal, too. And then you get all of these steps back where, at the end of the day, this is like Carrington, and God bless everybody. I know everybody's freaking out. What is different today than every other day where, remember, we've talked when it was definitely going to North Kansas City, right, when everything else was about to happen. The difference will be that there's this meeting on Monday. I think we'll all see what comes back from that. But, you know, I think that to suggest that there aren't actual ongoing negotiations in a place and that the teams would just be wasting their time with the Missouri side folks, I mean, either they're playing just an elaborate ruse, we are just some zip-darn fools, or actually folks are just talking. And here's the thing, right? I guess I could have called you to try to place a story and be like, you know, extra, extra, Quentin Lucas has this or that, but that's not the game I'm going to play because we're actually professionals. So I just encourage everybody to, you know, kind of, I mean, the process will continue. I think that it will continue for a little while longer, but we're all trying to make sure we get to a good solution sometime soon that's best for our community, our taxpayers, and our team.
I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that it is over. And you know, in this, perception becomes reality. I think the perception is that you guys lost. And if we are doing a Missouri gambling sports analogy, it's been a million commercials. I think Kansas is like minus 2,000 favorites in this thing. I think today, and we'll talk more about it specifically, I think we heard the Jackson County Commissioner basically give his "we lost" speech. And I'll tell you why I thought that. But just all of the movement just seems to be in that direction. And at least when it comes from the Missouri side, there just doesn't really seem to be any news or anything to grab onto that I think the public can say, hey, I feel good about the Chiefs staying on this side of state line.
You know, the only thing that I would say to that, and I've talked to the county executive, I think it was an interesting, I wasn't able to listen to the press conference, but, you know, he's sharing something that has been discussed for a little while now, I assume. I mean, I would push you again. What's the news that you have actually heard from Kansas? Like, straight up.
Well,
what is it?
Yeah, I guess I'm with you. But to me, the news that you are hearing from Kansas, I think it is just more of a flow in how things are going. And I'm just going to tell you what my perception is. It's not me reporting. I believe that the Chiefs are going to Kansas on Monday with the intention of coming away with the deal. And I expect that sometime in the next 5 days, I expect that Kansas is going to do a victory tour of "we finally beat Missouri" and that the Chiefs are moving over here.
But what's the basis for that?
Well, them going
what's the basis for the news? There isn't actually news. That's what I'm wondering. What is the basis for the Chiefs are going to actually have a deal done with Kansas by December 31? Have you heard that from the Chiefs?
No.
Have you heard that actually from even confirming from the Legislative Coordinating Council, even the Kansas Department of Commerce, the group that actually is charged with negotiating the deal, put out a statement yesterday that said we don't have a deal. So I don't actually know what the news is. Now, I mean, if I were a different person, and part of me does kind of wonder, should I just play the game and divulge all confidences and be kind of like, hey, Carrington, look through all my emails and see all this stuff and see that there could be deals done in other places. I'm not going to do that because I don't actually think that's a professional way to do it. But this has been a process for years that has been in many ways built on a lot of bluster from folks. And I think you keep, not you, it's not personal, but I think a lot of people are just falling for it, right? And so it is because, and I hear you on perception, right? One person says it, then others say it, then they throw in a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with it, and then it just seems done. And then you're judging, right, the speech, and which is fair, of a guy who's been county executive for 2 months, who, by the way, right, I think had actually acquitted himself very well and clearly is talking to the teams. So what I might ask is, one, again, what's the actual news? Two, why would the Chiefs talk to him if they just playing?
Right now, we're talking.
Yeah, sorry, go
no,
ahead.
No, you're good. No, right now we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City. You know it's nothing personal here. I got to tell you how I feel about this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't care about the private conversation. We tried to get Ty Masterson on the show. He doesn't want to come on the show until Tuesday because they're planning a victory lap on you guys. So we can say that I don't know where this is coming from. One side is displaying a lot of confidence. They are displaying we think this is won. And when I listen to the Jackson County commissioner, he's mad and angry. One side is not displaying confidence into me that this thing is over. And I would say over the last 30 days, 60 days, all of the news has been Kansas side. It's been about 119th in all for the Royals, and it's been about the legends when it comes to it. So I'm asking you, as the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, you are talking to people that live in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm asking you, why should they believe you that the Chiefs are going to stay on this side of state line despite all of the innuendo and smoke is on one side and not you guys' side?
Because the smoke is always going to be in the path of the people that are trying to get attention for some reason. You got to ask yourself, why are they trying to get attention? If they had a deal, and by the way, I've known about this Star Bond discussion for a long time because my child was born, oddly enough, at KU Medical Center on the day that they passed the Star Bond legislation in Kansas. So that has been just about 17 or 18 months. I should know better. But nonetheless, that is that, right? If this was such a rock solid deal, why has it not been signed? Why have they talked to the new county executive? Why do they continue to talk to the mayor? Why do they talk to the governor of Missouri? What are they doing? Wasting your time? Is it just playing games? Are they trying to get more out of Kansas? What's the deal here? And I think that, you know, look, I don't need to, I guess I could fire up my Twitter and start to get a whole bunch of fights and all of that and be like, no, it's definitely this or that. But I'm in a different position than a morning talk radio host on 96.5 The Fan, right? I'm in a position where I got to talk to people, where I build professional relationships, and where, frankly, I think if you're a real professional, you talk to people on the up and up rather than like talking talking to somebody than going on the radio and saying, hey, we've got this done deal and all that sort of stuff. By the way, let me walk it all back. There are ongoing conversations with the teams. That's just true. There are those conversations exist with Missouri side jurisdictions. Also true. And frankly, there are real money terms. No one ever thought that the Jackson County tax idea came out, went away. And you may be hearing about it today, but people have been talking about the quarter cent sales tax for Jackson County pretty much since the failed vote in April of 2024. That has been a talk the whole time. That's part of the Kansas City talks to the Royals. Jackson County does a lot of Chiefs talk. Like, this has all been in the ether for some time. So, no, I'm not calling a press conference with no news. I'm different than some people like that, and maybe my Kansas friends feel the need to do that. But I'm very confident in where we are. I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone right now if I'm like, dang, it looks like we kind of licked. Right? And I think that's, frankly, what could give people some confidence. We continue to talk to the teams. We spend time with them all the time. You saw outstanding legislation passed in the Missouri General Assembly. You've seen Jackson County have a sea change since late September. And you've seen Kansas City step up and add more to the pot in terms of both the Chiefs staying at Arrowhead and in handling what I think would be a substantial bit of support to the Kansas City Royals to be downtown.
Right now, we're talking to Mayor Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. So I guess I'll ask you this. What do you think is coming out of Monday's meeting? Because I am going into it that I think Monday is a dotting the I's and crossing the T's. If I'm wrong, tell me that I'm wrong. But I think a lot of people also feel that way, too. You mentioned this the meeting on Monday, and you say there hasn't been a lot of news. And I do agree with you in that. It has not been anything concrete. It has just been innuendo. It has been smoke. What do you expect to come out of Monday's meeting?
I expect that you are, you know, and look, and this is where I'm kind of, and I don't like to negotiate in public for that very reason, because frankly, I don't want to tip hands to anybody, but I don't think you have any more clarity on Monday after that meeting than you have today. And don't get me wrong, I know there will probably be some people who come out and say, look, we have got, you know, the deal is very close, all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure it becomes more clear. Maybe it does, but, you know, all I'll say is conversations never ended. I think that there are ongoing, robust conversations for those of us who are Missouri side actors, and I don't think everybody's just wasting time. And I don't think you have to trust me. Look at the statement released on social media from the Kansas Department of Commerce. And so, you know, I don't know why you would even have all of this and kind of, you know, wait if you had a deal to announce. Since the LCC, that committee, is like, what, 5 or 6 people. If they had a deal ready to announce today, I am certain that they wouldn't have to wait for a special day in Topeka. They could go to somewhere nice. You hire your press people. You do your setup. You find a good firm. You do a great rollout. I've been part of those before. And I don't think I've seen that happen. I haven't seen indications of that. And I think we continue to have very robust conversations in terms of ways that we think the teams can remain.
Let's talk about the press conference here, and maybe I can just speak on it a little bit differently than you can speak on it. I don't think it was a good press conference. And the argument that I would make is, and you and I have been in the barbershop before, usually the person that gets kind of mad and upset and defensive is usually the person that is losing the argument. I think that the press conference today was a side that feels like it is losing control in this and felt like they had to call a press conference to get back some of the control. That's my perception of the press conference. What was your perception?
I would give you this, right? I don't think it would be the side that's losing control. You noted that, first of all, the whole team wasn't in the press conference. You didn't necessarily see some of the others, but I think it's fair to say, you're trying to, in some way, alter the narrative. I mean, it's an interesting balance in the world, and I think I push my balance more on I trust the relationships I've built with folks over 7 years. I trust the negotiations that we have, and I trust some confidential and hopefully sometime public discussions to be my guide on where we are. And I'd say I'm sitting here, and I'm not freaking out. I'm not actually really that exceedingly concerned. I'm a big boy, so I understand that the teams are going to do what's best for them. I think that's fair. But I think that Kansas City very much is, if not strongly in the consideration, I'd even argue in the lead for a number of different reasons, including some of the financial details, some of which were discussed in today's press conference. I think, with the underlying sentiment of County Executive Lavota, who I think lives in the world that we do, which is that a lot of people are saying a whole bunch of stuff. He's getting a whole whole lot of questions. I'm getting folks asking questions too. Half the people think I actually am Frank White, right? I mean, it's been an interesting sort of discourse over however long. And I think the only difference between him and me is I have been through this cycle 1,000 times before. Carrington, I bet 10 to 1, we talked right after the Star Bonds passed. And if you remember, right, the narrative probably on that day, it would have been in June of 2024, was the Chiefs are gone. What comes next? Oh, my goodness, how'd y'all screw it up? A year passed. Nothing. Right? A year and a half, basically, is where we are now. And we're in the same place. So, look, if it was a rock-solid deal, there are ways those things evidence themselves, and those ways aren't just the two radio guys put it out there and then a guy running for governor is issuing releases that then get walked back right after. A guy who won't talk to you before, which is interesting, actually, but will talk to you Tuesday to be able to get and what is that? I'll talk to you after something's done, too, and give you my take and be able to cover it.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas. One tone that I got from the press conference earlier is that Kansas has a bad plan. I mean, one of the things that the Jackson County Commissioner came out to say is that Kansas doesn't have the money, basically doesn't know how to maintain the stadium. Can you communicate to us what makes it a bad plan for the Chiefs, why the Chiefs shouldn't take this plan, or what you think the flaws in the plan are?
His point is likely relating to, and it's always foolhardy to speak to some others. I think that what he's talking about is the ongoing maintenance. The Jackson County sales tax has continued to support maintenance, which is why the facilities actually are in as strong a shape as they are. And so that is largely, I think, what he is trying to describe. But here's the deal. I think that, regardless of what you heard out of a press conference or another, I think the core point that you likely heard was he's still talking to people and he's still talking to the team. And why is the team, and he's talking to them about financial support as it relates to the stadium and all the leaders in the region. And these are things that have already been conveyed to the teams. My view coming out of all of that is that actually is in many ways the discussion. It'd be a totally different thing if everybody was sitting around and saying, I ain't heard a thing, right? And I would actually view it as if we were totally silent and didn't know anything, then you'd be kind of like, oh, wow, what's happening? But chats continue. We continue doing our day jobs. And frankly, I think we'll continue to be a part of this conversation until it's resolved. I'll give you this, though. I expect it to be resolved fairly soon. The direction at which it's resolved is an open question, because not only do you have, of course, this kind of deadline that's already been extended once out of Kansas, but if it is to go on the ballot soon, I believe that's something that needs to be determined by about January 20th to 24th in Jackson County to see if you're moving forward there.
I'll get you out of here with these last two questions. Question number one is, I don't know how fair or unfair this is going to be, but you and I both live in the same world and see social media. If the Chiefs or Royals move across state line, people are going to attribute that to you and say that you failed. Do you think that is a fair criticism that people will have?
You know, here's the thing, right? I signed up for the job for the good things and the bad things. So I got to be in the parades. I've gotten to do a lot of stuff. I also take the flag for things sometimes I have nothing to do with. I am really not worried what they think about me. I think we have a great city. It's growing. It's attracting great events. We're taking care of the people. Frankly, we're building a lot of affordable housing, something nobody may care about here. And we're attracting, like, huge events, including one at Arrowhead Stadium coming up in 6 months. And so, you know, I'm not here worried about that. What I'm more interested in is how do we make sure that one of the greatest facilities in football and in the sports in the world, which is why FIFA, of all the places they could have gone, right, picked this out of one of 11 markets in the United States. I'm building that up and making sure that they continue to play there, and building up the fact that after 25 years of improvement in downtown Kansas City, from the moribund place that you and I knew when we were kids, we need to continue that momentum with a stadium downtown. It's not about borders to me. It's actually not about states. I like Kansas. I work for the University of Kansas. I get a Kansas State paycheck. My wife is from there. Got no beefs with them. I do want to make sure, however, that we actually have stadiums where they belong. Arrowhead Stadium is a unique, exceptional venue on the scale of Lambeau Field or Wrigley Field. Everybody knows that. That's why there's so much passion in this. That's why people are actually tagging me on social media all upset, because they want Arrowhead to stay. I think the Chiefs hear that. We certainly hear that on the Missouri side, and I think we've conveyed a very clear offer that's a better one, a more firm one, in connection with making sure they do, no matter the noise, no matter the bluster that you're hearing from the Wizard of Oz right now.
last question here. I think this is over. This is just my opinion. Nobody has told me this. I think this is over. I think in 10 years, so we are fast forward to 2035, I believe that the Chiefs are going to be playing in one of the nicest football stadiums in the world out by the Legends out in Wyandotte County. Where do you think the Chiefs are going to be 10 years from now?
10 years from now, the Chiefs will be playing at Arrowhead Stadium. One man's SoFi Stadium is another man's Edward Jones.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you do that when you say Arrowhead Stadium. You're talking about Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri at the Truman Sports Complex? Are you saying Arrowhead Stadium in Wyandotte County? Because I also think that that stadium will be called Arrowhead Stadium, too.
Okay. They will be playing at the place that we know today as Arrowhead Stadium and will know in the future as Arrowhead Stadium. I went to college in St. Louis. I went to school near a dome that was 10 years old and got one Final Four, and is now vacant. So I'm actually not one who believes that, you know, this whole idea of a dome is a panacea. It costs about $2 billion more than everything else that we're talking about, and more than that, right? I think if you actually have built up a brand, they are filming movies at Arrowhead Stadium. There are people who take trips like it's a mecca to Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs Kingdom is prominent everywhere, and the stadium is a big part of it. You don't just build into cavernous new dome of some who knows expense and tear that all down. And this isn't actually just me wishful thinking. I think actually when you talk about it, it relates to the money too, right? What's your better expenditure? If you're the team, do you want to spend an extra $1.5 billion, $2 billion to get something that may be inferior to what you have today? Or do you spend, frankly, not nearly that much with $1 billion of government support to continue to have a crown jewel in football? We've continued to share that. I think our numbers are more firm. Our conversations have never ended. I think the legacy is a key and important part of it. And frankly,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think when you break it down, and I'm not supposed to ask you questions, and when you ask yourself, what is the actual news item in the last 24 hours that's changed? I don't see what it is.
That part, you and I 100% agree. I don't think there has been a news item per se. I don't think there has been news. I just think it is a culmination of everything. I think it has been the last 30 days. I think it's been all the conversation about the Royals and 119th and all. I think it is the Chiefs are going to be present. I think it's Kansas popping a wheelie. I just think right now there is a lot of momentum in one direction, and there's not really a lot of momentum in another direction. Like, I'm saying this as somebody who voted yes. I'm saying this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I just don't know why I should believe you that the Chiefs are going to stay in Missouri. Nothing has happened over the last 60 days to make me feel that way.
Now, let me tell you something. You're a journalist. You can file a sunshine request on all my stuff. Now, we probably won't give it to you because contract negotiations, but nonetheless, you could. I got strong confidence. Chats never ended. All types of discussions continue. The finances are still a key part of all of it. But if you are actually looking at the steps, one, you have said, and I would say this to anybody, part of the reason I'm talking to you today, that this is all smoke, right? There's no news. The one guy who kind of made news has a number of reasons to be fully self-interested, which I do too, in fairness. So you have a guy in Kansas who says, yeah, they're definitely coming. All right, fine. I'll be the guy in Missouri who says they're definitely coming. And something that needs to be resolved soon, and frankly, where both sides are being talked to. So for me, I would continue to say the money makes better sense here. I'll ask you this question, too, which nobody ever talks about with domes and all that sort of stuff. What tours actually fill up stadiums this big? I encourage anybody, go pull up what Ford Field had last year. I did this exercise the other day. What do they have in the dome in Detroit that's different than what we had? They had like a Michigan State marching band competition. Most of your shows, your big shows, are going to be in the summer. You'll have a lot of the same stuff. So anyway, on this whole idea that you make all this extra money, I'm not sure. And then do you think somebody's going to spend an extra $2 billion or so of their own money for something that can be inferior to what they have today? Missouri's put together a good offer. The state of Missouri, the city of Kansas City have put real money in, even notwithstanding a vote in Jackson County. And I think that's something that relates to both teams. And why are you hearing a lot of people talking? Because you got a peacock if you want to steal something. That's the idea. But I'm actually not concerned. I'm sitting here fairly comfortable with where we are, the relationships we have, the negotiations we have. But I will say who will make the news and who will break the news. It ain't going to sneak up on Twitter or on this 7 a.m. hour of a radio show. It's going to be something that you see actually firmly announced, and you will not see that on Monday.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show. Mayor Q, you know how I feel about you. I consider you a friend. I hate the fact that we couldn't have a fun and light conversation. I wish that we could get back to talking about Ferris wheels and the streetcar. So you know what? Why don't you get this accomplished? You say they're going to stay, get it done, and then you can come on the show and have your victory lap interview on Tuesday instead of Ty Masterson.
You know, I'm just going to wait till we do an official announcement, because that's what the real players do. We will show up in suits. We will be somewhere, and I don't have to leak it on social media because we'll have the actual news and information. And when I come on, man, I'm going to have news for you, not just a bunch of innuendo. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, my brother.
Absolutely. That is Mayor Quentin Lucas joining us on the show today. That was something.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference.
3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.